Welcome to the Big Dog Crypto Podcast. This is your number one crypto podcast to hear directly from the movers and shakers, innovators and disruptors in the cryptocurrency industry. Follow on Twitter for updates and to communicate directly at Woof Big Dog. That's at Woof Big D-A-W-G. Now, here is your host, the one and only Big Dog Crypto.
And welcome to another episode of the Big Dog Crypto Podcast. I'm your host, Big Dog Crypto. Special episode here. I've been following this gentleman in this project, Gigantix, David Dunn, the founder. Glad to have you on the episode. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. What about you?
Doing good. I appreciate you making the time. I know you've been going nonstop, and so it's good to get a chance to connect. Looking at your project is very interesting. Just came out of the crypto space. I got to ask you, how would you describe in a paragraph or so exactly what your project does?
Well, we're trying to build an NFC-based cold wallet where we generate NFC isodev identifier into bytes 32 hash, and we convert it into private key by combining the pin inputted by the user. Yeah.
Okay. And what now? I saw something about an NFC card. For those that don't know what an NFC card is, how would you explain that?
Well, NFC cards. NFC cards is like your ATM, your debit card or credit card. Okay. It's like a wireless card where you can tap it into a device, so it can have communication between both.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you get, I mean, one of the things that I've always said, and I've talked on the program for years, you know, our goal is to have crypto adoption where people can use it easily, right? Most people aren't able to use crypto easily, and that's part of the adoption issue, right? As we go for a worldwide community, worldwide usage. Looking at your project and specifically what you're looking to do, it looks to me like it's making it easier, right, for people to pay at the point of sale. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, at first, I'm just doing some coding. Like when I see when I convert, I think it's can be converted into a bytes 32 and I see bytes 32 is like a private key. Well, I think it's gonna be interesting if I convert NFC isodev identifier into the private key and make it as a cold wallet, so people don't have to buy any additional device and any additional cards, so they can store their cryptocurrency assets into their cards, their daily cards. Exactly.
Nice. And from what I can see, there's really nobody in the space doing something like this. I mean, this is a pretty unique project.
Yeah, I think so. But some people told me that there has already projects like this, but I think we are unique.
Right. I would say so. It's interesting because in this space, you always want to see people innovating, coming up with new stuff, and you definitely have. I'll ask you, how long have you been in crypto, and how did you first learn about crypto? Do you remember? I always like to ask all my guests, do you remember what you were first doing when you first heard about Bitcoin, and you know what's your background as far as you know how you got into the space?
Well, I know Bitcoin is about when I was high school, but I'm not quite care about it. I don't care about it. And at 2021, I start to join a crypto community, and I learn a lot from there. I learn about smart contract. I learn about how to program the Web3 website. So here I am right now.
There you go. There you are. And now delivering and innovating. So people want to ask, you know, when people watch and they learn about projects and learn what's going on, they always say, okay, you launched, it's looking good. What are your plans for, you know, the next month, 2 months? Like, what are the goals? And let me preface it with this. I think for any project, right? And I've worked with a lot of projects and I love the space. You always, like, when you're doing your stuff, right? I always say, like, you make a roadmap, you make goals. It always kind of, you have to be flexible, right? Because this space is changing 24/7, every minute of the day, right? So this is really kind of a wide-ranging question that isn't really a right or wrong answer. But as of now, somebody said, hey, look, these are two or three things that you want to see happen with your project in the space in the next 3 months, right? Just a generalization, what would you like to tell people?
Well, at first quarter, I would like to spread this out. I would like make these apps being known around the world. Like start, there are many users. We're just trying to increase the user at first.
Right.
So, so we can continue to the next plan.
That's what it always comes down to, man. It's about usage. You know, like I said, I've worked with projects and helped develop stuff. And, you know, it's all about getting accessibility and getting people in. And so once again, I just want one final thing on the question of this, you know, I want to ask. So you're now, I think you're in iOS, correct? I think that happened today. I saw that. Is it now? And so you'll have a Google coming up next. And which is interesting because once again, having done apps, it's actually, I'll tell the audience this, I don't know if they know this, it's harder to get in the iOS store, especially with a crypto app, than it is with Google, which is interesting because like here in the States, you know, a lot of people I know have iOS. Most of the world though actually is gonna have gonna have Androids. So but iOS, but you want to be in both, right? Because you want to have as many people as possible. But it's interesting because it's like it's harder to get an iOS. I was actually impressed to see that you all were able to get into iOS so quick. That's an accomplishment.
Well, to be in iOS, it's quite surprising for me. I thought we got some difficulty in applying into Google Play. But we got something easier in iOS, and I thought that we are going to have iOS release later than Google Play.
That's usually how it goes. That's what I'm saying. It's usually how it goes. So the fact that you're in iOS, I can tell you right now, and I don't work for Apple or Google, you're going to be in Google Play in no time. I have no doubt because iOS is the harder one. And I've been asked before. It's iOS is a lot, and they just got really tough on crypto apps. It's like they don't, and I think people, you know, just respectfully, the communities don't realize this just because, like you've submitted, I've submitted stuff before. iOS just goes through a lot more rigorous review, and they're really, it's not easy to get a crypto app approved there. So that's impressive. Right. Hats off to you.
So we're just following the guideline from Apple. At first, we got some rejection due to we have to have a company, like an organization, to apply about an apps related to financial transactions. So I decided to make a company with a small company and try to register it again. And we try to apply. We got some rejection again, and we know what to do to see the guideline from them. And finally, I think it's quite easy right now.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm sharing with the audience, or my, you know, not with your project, but from other ones that I've been involved with and that I've worked with, it ain't easy to do. So that's very impressive that you got that done. Hats off to you. Very impressive. Okay, so one final thing on this, and I'd like to ask you a personal thing about what you like to do in your spare time, but your main goal for the next year when it comes to your project, like what would you want to see by this time next year? If you and I are talking, you'd say, you know what, Patrick, Big Dog, I want to see this happen.
Our future goal is like we have a card, like your bank card. We can use this card to make a payment in like in crypto. So let's say if you hold USDT inside it, you can make a payment with this. We are also going to develop a device that can be connected into a smart contract that can manage the transaction between the user and the merchants. That's it. That's our main goal so far.
Nice. Well, and as one final thing, I'd like to ask you your personal time. I'm sure you're working nonstop, like most of us in this space. I know as anybody that launches a project, it's you get very little time off. But what do you like to do? A little personal thoughts. People know a little about you. What's a passion? What's a hobby? When you do get that rare free time, what do you like to do?
I like to learn, like coding.
It's basically more
coding,
work.
Coding.
Yeah.
Well, coding is my favorite like activity, but I never get into expert in it. I have no idea why. So in building this project, I hire a full stack developer and hire influencer. So that's
basically what you do in all your time, yeah. Right? When you're working, you're always working basically. Okay. And then people want to find you, the website. I always like to ask, what's the website to go to? And then of course they can find you in Telegram, right? Cause they want to connect that way. Your website, what's the website address?
It's Gigantics.
Okay.
Wallet.com.
Okay. Gigantics. Okay. Well, look, I appreciate you taking the time to come on the Big Dog Crypto podcast. Thanks so much. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors, man, because you're definitely crushing it and getting it done, and it's impressive to watch. So good luck.
It's an honor for me to be in your
I like to have people on in the space, and I've always done that are building, that are innovating, because at the end of the day, everybody who's in here, right, we're a worldwide community, but we're going for the same goal, which is adoption. And it's fascinating what you're doing, and anybody that's in this space doing this, the payments, right? Because that's the whole thing, is getting crypto to buy a cup of coffee, right? That to me, if somebody said to me, what's the biggest field, right, that's just going to take off at some point, and it's taking off now, is the adoption to regular people, as opposed to the small, you know what I mean, the small amount of us that actually love crypto and are passionate about it. You're bringing that the masses, and that to me is impressive.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, look, thanks for being on the latest episode of the Big Dog Crypto Podcast. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's an honor for me, and it's give me some power to develop more things.
I hear you. We'll be watching your progress. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Big Dog Crypto Podcast. Follow on Twitter at Woof Big Dog. Woof Big DAWG. And run faster than the competition. Woof, woof.